listener production. Good evening, I'm Alicia McFarlane. A decorated former soldier could face life in prison if convicted of a war crime. The 41-year-old has been arrested by federal police in regional New South Wales today. He's accused of murdering a man in Afghanistan while deployed with the Australian Defence Force. He's set to face court again at a later date. A Perth man who struck a cyclist with his off-road motorbike on a Beckenham path has been found guilty of unlawful killing. A jury has today convicted Tyson Denny over the death of 84-year-old John Peters in June of 2021. Denny will be sentenced in May and has been remanded in custody. The federal government is copping criticism over the size of welfare payments increases. From today, there's more money for pensioners, while those on JobSeeker are getting an extra $1.77 a day. Charmaine Crowe from the Australian Council of Social Services says that doesn't cut it amid a cost of living crisis.
That's why we're calling for income support payments to be lifted to at least $76 a day. That would take those income support payments above the relative poverty line and help people live with dignity, ensuring that they can cover the basics.
Latitude Financial has shut down its services today as federal police investigate an active cyber attack. The personal details of around 330,000 customers and applicants has been stolen. The finance company has confirmed most of the stolen data includes driver's license details, while some passport and Medicare information has also been taken. To sport, Mitchell Starc admits the Aussie cricket team has one eye on the upcoming World Cup ahead of the one-day series decider against India later this week. Our side levelled the series 1-1 last night with a 10-wicket victory. Starc says it's important they play well on Wednesday.
And then once, obviously, we get past that game and then probably more of a focus on the World Cup.
And a major blow for the reigning premiers, Geelong's Tom Stewart to be sidelined for up to a month with a knee injury, which he copped in the opening round loss to Collingwood. The Cats take on Carlton this Thursday night.